Job Wheelhouse, 27, centre midfield.
All right, Captain Job, question one, how is the pre-season going so far for you?
Yeah, quite well. I had surgery in the off-season. It's been about a month now post-surgery, so things are coming along quite well. And probably about a fortnight away from full training. So boys have been training really hard and can't wait to get out there and join them.
Awesome. All right. How have you found the difference between the Jets pre and post HSG?
Good question. I think obviously it's been we went through quite a difficult time in the off season, and pretty much went full circle. We didn't know whether there was going to be a club and whatnot. But at the end of the day, for us players, we're really happy that there's a club here. HSG and Nathan Tinkler have done a really lot for this city and this team, and we applaud that he's still on board. And like I said, it's a positive that there's a team here, and a lot of people would be out of a job if there wasn't. So I think it's at the moment it's good.
Cool. All right. And what do you personally? What do you like about Newcastle, the city?
Oh well, I grew up here, mate. So I spent my whole time here. I don't want to play anywhere else. The people are great. The lifestyle is great. And like I said, we're trying to build a culture here that can win us championships, and I think we're on the right track.
Is there anything you don't like about Newcastle?
No, I think it's all pretty good, eh?
I agree with that. All right, who's the joker of the squad?
Oh, you'd have to probably say Michael Bridges. Well, he thinks he is anyway, that's for sure. He's been put in charge of the kiddie money this year, so hopefully money doesn't go missing being a pom, but I think he's always playing jokes, and look, there's quite a few boys that like a laugh, and that's what we're all about around here. We work hard, but also we want to make sure that everyone has fun as well.
Cool. Who's the best in training?
I don't know, mate. It's going to be hard for me to answer that because I've been doing my own stuff in the gym and the pool and all that this year. Like, as you know, we've got a really new squad, lots of young boys, enthusiasm, and I've been quite taken from a few of the boys that have come in, and I think we're looking for a really good year.
Cool. Tell us something interesting about yourself that not many people know.
Well, one thing you would know is I've been diagnosed with gout in the off-season, so that's probably something not many people would know, so I find it very hard to have a drink now. I'm off the drink, haven't had a sip for coming on 8 weeks. Had to change my diet. I can't eat anything acidic, and all the good stuff, red meat and shellfish and prawns and all the good stuff.
Wow.
So it's been quite hard, but I'm getting used to it, and I think the body's going to be in better shape than it has ever been.
Awesome. Who's the best and the worst dressed?
Definitely Michael Bridges is the worst by a country mile. That's hands down. I think now Tarek's gone, I don't know, it'd be quite... I think Taylor Regan fancies himself in the dress sense, but he is from Redhead, so I don't see how he can claim that. But, most of the boys are pretty sophisticated and dress pretty good.
Awesome. Who's your football idol?
Football idol would have to be Eric Cantona. I was a massive Man United fan and still is. And still am, sorry, as a youngster and still are now. So, he was... He had a bit of everything. He had a bit of flair, and he's obviously he was an aggressive player as well, which I like. But he was probably one of the best players I've ever seen. Like in terms of his footballing ability, he was a freak. So yeah, he'd have to be number one.
Awesome. And lastly, what's your message to Jets supporters for the upcoming season?
Just get out in your droves. We really appreciated the support last year since HSG come on. Second most members in the league, and hopefully we can just grow to that this year. We want as many people to our games as possible. They're like our 12th man, and the more people we can get out there, the better, and it's going to only benefit us on the pitch.
Awesome. Joe Wheelhouse, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Ben Kennedy, 25, goalkeeper.
All right, Ben, how are you finding the pre-season so far?
Yeah, it's been good. It's been a bit tough, but I guess that's what pre-season's for. So, yeah, it's been good so far. So just looking forward to starting a few games.
As a long-standing Jets squad member, how have you found the Jets pre- and post-HSG taking over?
So far, it's been good. You know, obviously, we've got a a lot more resources now. As you see, we get massage and that. So, obviously, it's it was good to have Con on board. But since HSG has come over, we're really going forward, and they've got a few good things planned. So, looking forward to it all.
No worries. Now, what do you like about Newcastle,
the city?
I grew up here, so it's my hometown team, and I love being here. Got all the good beaches and that, so it's a best town. So, I love being here.
Love it. All right. And is there anything you don't like about Newcastle?
Not really. Maybe a theme park or something. Theme park would be nice.
Maybe put that request in to Nathan. He might be able to look after that for you. Who's the joker of the squad?
There's a few of the boys, everyone likes a bit of banter. Usually Bridges is usually involved a fair bit. Ryan Griffiths is he's always involved, but I think probably Bridges is the main person involved there.
Who's the best in training?
Best in training? I don't know, it's been tough for us because we've been away from the squad, so it was pretty much me and Jack for a while, and Bira's come a couple of weeks ago, so I think all the boys so far have been looking pretty sharp.
No worries. Tell us something interesting about yourself that not many people might know.
I love ice hockey. It's probably my favourite sport. Go to all the North Stars games, and plan to go over to America next year for a month and go to heaps of games and that. So, yeah.
Nice one. All right. Who's the best and who's the worst dressed?
Oh, a few of the boys. Younger boys always look pretty sharp. They're always full kitted out for training, wear jeans and that, but I know a few of the boys probably say I'm the worst dressed because I'm almost always in casual gear. So,
you're looking pretty sharp in your Pele kicks, mate. All right.
Joby's got some outfits. So, it's few of the boys wear different things different days. So,
no worries. Who's your football idol?
Growing up, it would have been Peter Schmeichel. He was obviously great keeper in his day, and obviously one of the best in the world. So, definitely him.
No worries. And what's your message to Jet supporters for the upcoming season?
Just get behind us, We've got a young squad, and I think we'll do pretty well this year. So, everyone get behind us and cheer us along.
Awesome. Ben Kennedy, thank you very much.
Thank you. Cheers, mate.
Michael Bridges, age 19, Newcastle Jets striker, 33.
Thanks, mate. All right. How are you finding pre-season so far?
It's been absolutely brilliant. No disrespect to last year's pre-season, it wasn't really pre-season. It was hit-y-missy, but it's been structured. We've got some new, fresh young boys in, and the training's been structured, and it's been absolutely awesome. And personally, been flying and feeling as fit and as best shape as I've ever been in.
Now, you've been at the Jets for a while. What you've found the difference between the Jets pre- and post-HSG?
Post, obviously, I know Con put in a lot of time and a lot of effort and a lot of his own money. But obviously, it was still running a shoestring budget towards the end. And obviously, we saw when HSG came in the difference of off the field regarding the sponsorships on the jerseys, what we've got with the university now and the TAFE. You're getting students in, you're helping out. And it's just a lot more professional off the field where the lads are getting and looked after so that we can go and perform the best on the park. And just the things, keeping the fans and everything happy as well. I know it was what's gone on the last two months. It's not everybody's cup of tea. The players, we didn't know what the hell was going on. It was a big blow up for us. But I think what they've done for the league and for soccer in this country in general in the next 2 years are going to reap benefits.
Awesome. What do you like about Newcastle, the city?
Everything. Simple as that. Beaches, people, the passion, blue collar, like what I'm used to back home. Remember being in Darling Harbour for a year. Didn't even know my next door neighbour. Became a rat race and I became a miserable man. You come here and everybody's willing to help each other out and make you feel so welcome. So I just love the area, everything.
Is there anything you don't like about Newcastle?
The weather. The winter weather.
Coming from a Brit.
Out to Pommy say that. No, it's been a wet winter. The things I don't like about Newcastle. Seriously, I can't give you one. The coffee prices. Prices of coffee, ridiculous.
Right. No worries. Who's the joker of the squad?
At the moment, obviously we've lost a couple. At the moment, obviously myself. I like to be a bit of a practical joke, but then you've got to have a bit of a senior head on you. Ruben, Griff, and we've got the young boy Mitch Oxborough. He's one we've got to watch. I call him a tearaway rogue. He's a one to watch. He's a sly little bastard.
Who's the best in training?
You've got to see the Brazilian boy Thiago. His feet are fantastic, and the other lad that's really shown this time has been Connor Chapman.
Cool. Tell us something interesting about yourself that not many people know.
I put diesel in petrol cars, and I put petrol in diesel cars, and I'm addicted to Twitter.
Fair call.
And I collect Monopoly boards. There's one for you. How sad is that?
Who is the best and who is the worst dressed?
The best now, I would say...
Oh, yeah.
Ryan Griff. Oh, yeah. Used to be Tariq Elliott, Ryan Griff, and the worst is Ben Kennedy. Absolutely, he's just a tramp. Can you say that?
Yeah. Well, yeah. We don't censor, mate. It's all good.
Every time he comes in, he looks like he's been playing with the bins.
Who is your football idol?
My football idol is a guy called Christopher Waddle, an England left winger. Fantastic, my role model. I aspire to be him. I had Chris Waddle's haircut. I bought his CD when he was a singer. I did everything like Chris Waddle. And then he missed a penalty for England in the World Cup, and then it wasn't so much of an idol then. I forgive him after a year.
It's a bit harsh. What's your message to Jet supporters for the upcoming season?
Stick with us, get behind us as you always do. It's going to be a cracking season. Looking forward to the journey.
Awesome. Michael Bridges, thank you.
Hi, I'm Ryan Griffiths. I'm 30, but I look 25, and I play for the Newcastle Jets.
Awesome. All right, Ryan, how are you finding the preseason so far?
It's quite intense with a lot of youth around the training field. It's picked up a few notches, but they're not just youth players or younger players that run around with their heads off. They're really smart, and it's definitely got myself on my toes again. And I think I mentioned a few weeks back that it was a lot more intense than last year, so that's quite positive.
Cool. All right. Well, you've been around a bit. What did you find the difference between the league in China and how things are over here in Australia, and specifically the Jets, obviously?
I think what they try to do in China is be really professional. The attitudes in Australia are a lot better towards football and training than what they would be in China, but the structure and the financial backing that they have over there is really difficult for Australian clubs to compete with. So they've got really good training facilities, and you get lunch every day, and they make sure that they monitor everything you do. It's a bit difficult in Australia to do that with the funding, and obviously they make a lot more money over there with television and things like that. So I think when hopefully we get to that standard, we'll adopt those kind of techniques as well.
Cool. All right. What do you like about Newcastle, the city?
What do I love about it? Just being able to go down the road, and you've got the beach there, and you've got so many options. If you're bored, somebody said, "Would you like to go and play in Western Sydney when we're going through all those hard times?" I said, "I couldn't think of anything worse, because just you've got so many things here." And the one thing is the people. Just walking along the street, you don't get harassed being a player. Everyone waves to you. Everyone's friendly towards you. Even if you have a bad game, they say better luck next week and things like that. So it's just the community in itself is just a lot more pleasant to live.
Is there anything you don't like about Newcastle?
Sometimes I don't really like, not really with most fans, but I think the fans that say that they're fans and they really jump on the negative bandwagon. And I really wish that they wouldn't be like that. I wish that they would be true supporters and, stick with the club no matter what. There's obviously going to be problems at every club, and if you go to Europe or even China or wherever you go in the world, every club has its problems, and you shouldn't jump on a negative bandwagon. You should stick behind it, and it's kind of like what I did. I actually go for West Tigers. They lost last night, but I still love them. So that's it.
All right, who's the joker of the squad?
Well, my jokes don't really stick. They're really, a lot of boys don't really get my humour. But I would say it's a mixed bag. You got some strange, bizarre, humorous people like Kantorowski. He just makes no sense at all when he says his jokes. And then we've got a few new boys that are coming in that are quite vibrant. Mitch Cooper, the young boy, he's quite funny, but I don't think he means to be. Bridgie's got his English humour, which is really good from time to time. So it's really good at the moment. I think most of the boys have a laugh and everyone's up for the challenge and plenty of banter.
Who's the best in training?
I would say Bridgie's a really good trainer. He swivels and turns, and he's quite flamboyant. I'd probably say he would be.
All right. Tell us something interesting about yourself that not many people know.
I'm quite a musician. I love, I play the guitar, I play the drums, I play the bass, play keyboard. So
one-man band.
Yeah, one-man band. I make a lot of music by myself as well. Not that I'd put that on the radio. I think I got it played once on the Newcastle radio when my band played up here when I was younger. But I haven't really done that since. But now I just enjoy playing, here and there.
Who's the best dressed and who's the worst dressed?
The worst dressed would be Bridgie. He comes with, when Ed Hardy first started his company, I think he's still wearing those shirts. And he looks bedazzled. And I would say the best dressed, I think James Brown. He's got that kind of nice swag about him. He wears really, in-trend clothes, and he's well-dressed every day, so I'd say he would be.
Who's your football idol?
I really look at someone like Cristiano Ronaldo because he's such a competitor, and no matter what you say about him, he's just always up for a challenge, and he's always wants to better himself. And you really wish that you could be somebody like that, that could just constantly be driven. And some of the things that they have to go through as footballers over there, I don't think a lot of us understand, and to overcome pressures and things like that, and he just continually at the top of his game. So I think that's something to look up to.
And lastly, what's your message to Jets supporters for the upcoming season?
Get behind us. Like I said, we've been through a lot of tough times, a lot of crap this year, and just remember those times and bring it to the game. It's one thing I'm going to do as a player is play with, my heart on my sleeve, and I always try to do that anyway, but I think this year is just going to mean so much more to myself, and I'm pretty sure you guys as fans. And I hope we bring it to the game, just have every person passionate, every person behind us, and not just the squadron yelling and screaming, have everyone do it.
Ryan Griffiths, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Mitch Cooper, 17, midfield / wing.
No worries. All right, how are you finding the pre-season so far?
Yeah, really good. All the boys coming together well. Yeah, a lot of new guys to work with, but it's good. Coming in conditioning sessions it's hard, but hopefully it pays off soon. So,
what are you finding about the difference between your previous club and the Jets?
We had it. With all the older boys, Mars and to all the younger boys, and it's just everyone treats everybody like the same, and there's a bit of a two sides over at Gold Coast, so older players and younger boys, but here just everyone gets along together so.
Cool. You haven't been here long, but so far what do you like about Newcastle, the city?
I love people are pretty nice, just walk around the streets, and it's like back in Queensland with the beaches and all, and that's what I was looking forward for. So I enjoy it. So.
Cool. Is there anything you don't like about Newcastle?
I know weather's been pretty average lately, but it's pretty cold. It gets cold, but I get used to that. So enjoying it here so far. So.
Cool. Who's the joker of the squad?
There's a lot, man. There's a few people, you know, make everyone laugh. You got Ruben, James Brown. Nah, Ruben's Griffo. Griffo, actually, he's probably the funniest out of all of them. He's funny bloke, so yeah, Griffo.
All right. So far, who's the best in training?
It's a tough one. Everyone's been pretty solid, but Bridges, you know, he's stepping up. All his experience, and yeah, he proves that on the field all the time. So, nah, it'd be Michael Bridges. So.
Tell us something interesting about yourself that people wouldn't know.
Interesting. Oh, okay. I love the surf, so can't wait till summer. Can't wait to get out there, so fishing, outdoor person, so.
No worries.
Who is the best dressed and the worst dressed?
Don't want to dog anyone, but
it's all right, they've been dogging everyone all day.
Craig Goodwin's pretty average. Best dress, Joss. And you know, you got Neville and Brownie, who thinks they're got some fashion sense every week or something. He's only training, you know, but they're the ones who are judging everyone. So
cool.
All right, who's your football idol?
Pretty Frank Lampard. Yeah, he's probably have to be one. And Didier Drogba. So.
Cool.
And lastly, what's your message to Jet supporters for the upcoming season?
Need all the support you can get. You know, all the time you hear the crowd cheer, that revs everyone up. So yeah, that'll be great.
All right, thanks very much for your time.
Cheers.